67 today.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend getting ready to roll into yet another work week across America. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be your captain here on ATN. And the big buzz at the water cooler still seems to be swine flu and what's happening with the vaccine. Should you even consider taking the vaccine? Are people coming down with it in your area? Do you know what the symptoms are? All that sort of stuff. There is a little bit of hysteria over it, and I think it tends to be, and I'll say it over and over again, in the pockets where the cases are creeping up. Now, to be sure, there are numbers. There are 245 flu cases that have cropped up in the 34 states so far, and it's going to be higher than that because people are tested. The samples are sent to the CDC, so they have to be confirmed cases. You have 1,000 people infected so far. We know that most of the deaths, obviously, in Mexico. There was the one in the United States, however, that was a child from Mexico that was in Houston. Very, very sad. Obviously, 22-month-old boy who died from the swine flu. But that's where we stand with that at this point. And there is some concern over pork in other countries. In fact, they're slaughtering pigs. So the pork industry is worried about what's, you know, the reaction to the, quote, swine flu. So we know that it's been renamed, of course, so there won't perhaps be as much panic when it comes to the name. So it's H1N1 flu. Constant updates from the world headquarters and from the CDC. And flip a coin, depending on where you live, is where you might see people react a little bit more hysterically. At this point, you think of the amount of people who die with the straight-up flu, and it's just a little microcosm, a dot on the map, is what I think at this point. Should you be concerned? Well, you should be concerned with your personal hygiene, and if you have any symptoms, for goodness sake, go and get tested, because it would be treatable the sooner that you would realize you have it, obviously. Boom, bottom line. Coming up, we're going to talk to a doctor about the swine flu. You know, was it justified in shutting down some of the schools that were shut down? Certainly not the one in New York where there were so many kids that came down with it, but some of the others across the country. So we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Edward Group from, he's the founder and CEO of the Global Healing Center, his thoughts on what's happened and what could happen, of course, in the future. In the meantime, if we re-racked some of what happened last week, it's going to continue to make headlines. Pakistan's nukes, are they at risk because of the insurgents? There's a lot of fears there. The Taliban held 2,000 villagers as human shields. That's a little bit scary. We don't know where the nukes are. That's probably pretty scary to most of us. And that's one of the things that will continue into the week as the Taliban and Al-Qaeda continue to press on and fight in Pakistan. And the military is, I think, doing very little to push back, even though they're getting a lot of pressure. You can imagine what some of these towns actually look like. And then the other big thing is now Barack Obama, and we mentioned it last week. It happened at the tail of last week. You've got Judge Souter saying that he's stepping down from the Supreme Court after 19 and a half years. That leaves the door open for Barack Obama to put his person into this lifetime appointment. There's been a lot of speculation, ultimately, as to who will that be. Will it be the politically correct thing, another woman, Hispanic, because Hispanic people feel like they're not being represented too well in this new government. Ultimately, who's going to get through, who's going to get approved, and what is that actually going to be like? Orrin Hatch had some thoughts on it.
Well, it's a matter of great concern. If he's saying that he wants to pick people who will take sides, he's also said that a judge has to be a person of empathy. What does that mean? Usually that's a code word for an activist judge. But he also said that he's going to select judges on the basis of their personal politics, their personal feelings, their personal preferences. Now, you know, those are all code words for an activist judge who's going to you know, be partisan on the bench.
See, here's the thing, and you heard what Hatch said to say there. What's the code word? What kind of judge are you talking about? How about getting the most qualified, the one you think will do the best job on some very pressing, serious issues? When you look at the three branches of government, how about getting the best person in there for that Supreme Court spot? As I said, lifetime appointment. You know, somebody who bases decisions on the law. I would think it would be a concern, as Senator Hatch from Utah says, if you've got somebody where it's an activist-type person instead of somebody who bases the decisions on the law. Like you take Justice David Souter. Didn't make, I'm sure, the first Bush happy because they thought ultimately with the way he felt about the Constitution, he'd be conservative-leaning. And it turns out he wasn't really conservative-leaning in many of his decisions. Now, Hatch, of course, and why would you want to hear from Hatch? He's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, so you figure he's going to have a stake in this. At least that person's going to have to get through anyway. And he was on one of the Sunday morning shows. It was George's show, ABC's This Week. And it was interesting to hear what he had to say. I mean, he's a progressive Democrat, so he's going to appoint someone like-minded. Pretty much, period. That's what I think. I think there is no question that's the direction Obama will go in. But it's a question of who ultimately is the person who gets that spot. Some say even Claire McCaskill's name has come up. You have to think of legal backgrounds and who's been a lawyer, who's been a practicing lawyer, and ultimately where have they practiced or how far have they practiced. There's others that make the list that we talked about last week. And I'm not sure if he'll go the female way just to put another female representation on the court. But you can guarantee that the list of qualifications, the criteria that he's mentioned, is that whoever he chooses would have to be, you know, it would have to be somebody, I'm assuming, that would be similar to his point of view. I mean, would have to be, right? And ultimately, that's not a surprise, I believe, to anybody. But Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, saying the things he said, sets up an interesting deal because are you going to have a long, drawn-out process of back and forth over every issue, and I'm going to guarantee you probably are going to see a big standoff here, and it will be a drawn-out thing, where the Republicans have to make some kind of a stand for certain, and they're going to gear up for a big court fight now that a suitor is stepping aside. So ultimately, what do you know about Obama's Supreme Court philosophy? You have to ask yourself, think of, again, his specific agenda, and I can guarantee that's ultimately who Obama's going to try to nominate, because this is a big moment for him, certainly. Coming up on the flip side, remember Susan Boyle? We're going to talk with ATN's resident head shrinker to learn what you and I can learn from the story of Susan Boyle. That's next on America Tonight.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Idas Resources. May 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 885.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $911.06, $455.53 for half ounce, and $227.77 for quarter ounce. That's $911.06, $455.53, and $227.77.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Carcy's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by. When focus my eyes was
closed. No.
I dreamed of love of never
die. Yeah, that was a song heard round the world. You recognize Susan Boyle from Britain's Got Talent. Who knows if she'll make it into the finals, but boy, her life has certainly changed. It's one of the most downloaded things, period, on YouTube. And now this poor woman is being haunted by the paparazzi. She had to go to stay with one of her relatives. But how interesting, because Susan Boyle, you hear how pretty her voice is, and people have these stereotypes about beautiful women and looks and all that stuff. And she wasn't that. And she said flat out she had never been kissed and all this other sort of stuff. And so I think the intended thing to happen was she was going to be one of the people that you would poke fun at, because you know they do that on these shows, right? They set some of the people up for, I think, failure. They do it on American Idol, and then they do it on Britain's Got Talent. And I love this because she wowed them. I mean, Simon Cowell was at such a loss for words. It was a beautiful thing to see. So who better to come on this show than our head shrinker? We affectionately call her that anyway here on ATN, Judith Barr. She's a noted psychotherapist. You might have heard of her book. We talk about it all the time. She's the author of Power Abused, Power Healed. Judith, thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
I'm so glad to be with you again, Kate.
What is it about that has attracted so many of us to Susan Boyle?
Well, I think there are a number of things. I think the contrast between her appearance and her voice did grab people. And I think the contrast between how the judges and the audience responded before and after she began singing. There's a dynamic here that's really important for us all to know. And that's the dynamic of contempt. And that's what we were seeing before she started singing. The contempt people had for how she looked and how she acted. And then the contrast with her voice. And what contempt really is a defense against our own vulnerable feelings, Kate. When we are young and we are vulnerable and we can't put on a false appearance or a mask, we sometimes are hurt by the way we respond and the way other people respond to us. And when that happens, we start to build a defense against it. And often we build the same defense against our own vulnerable feelings, the contempt that other people have used towards us.
Yeah, because all of us, no matter what you look like or what it is that you might be particularly super smart or maybe you're not academic, I mean, everybody has their strong points and their weak points, because I contend that no one is 100% perfect. So we do have insecurities, don't we, all of us?
Yes, I have a number of examples. Actually, one of them was the smart person, and I thought I'd give you some examples about people being responded to with contempt. One is if a child in school answers a lot of questions well, and people start calling that child smarty pants, or if a child is very generous and people start saying, well, she'll learn not to give, or if a child tells the truth and the people who don't really want the truth told start calling that person goody two-shoes. Those are just three of many examples. I was thinking as I was getting ready to come on that there was once many, many years ago a woman I was working with, and she wanted to be a minister so much. And I don't know if what she told me was the reason that she wouldn't was really the truth, but she said the reason that she was not going to try was because she knew when she got up and tried to speak her heart to her congregation, that she would have tears in her eyes, or she might even cry, because when she speaks from her heart, that's what happens. And I said, oh my goodness, if you're speaking from your heart and there are tears in your eyes or you're crying, that will connect you with other people, not turn them away. And of course, she probably had an experience as a child when people laughed at her or booed her or moaned or ridiculed her or had contempt for her in some way that made her not want to re-experience that.
It doesn't. You and I have talked about this so much, and I see it. I think I've said this before when we've talked. I see it in friends and other people. I've seen it in friends who have had, like, breakthroughs and had something that was bothering them, something that was stopping them, and then they went and had therapy, and it turned out it was some childhood trauma. I recently had a friend tell me that she had a weight gain problem, and then she's beautiful, and she lost all this weight. And she said the reason why was because when she was a kid, she had a teacher that locked her in a closet. And that somehow that mentally, you know, she had a great family life and everything else, but she never told anyone, and she was, I don't know, second grade or something, and it affected her because of the being made fun of and the kids out in the schoolyard. So you and I say that all the time. There's a lot of triggers like that that aren't necessarily obvious right from when you're a kid.
Absolutely. And if they were really painful, we might instead of just not talking about them, we might not remember them, and they might be affecting us beneath our memory and beneath our awareness. So the best thing to do is to do the work to try to find our way back to what the root is or the source is of the difficulty we're having or the fear we're having.
Yeah, boy, yeah. I told somebody that I was going to have you on, Judith, and they said, listen, here's what you need to ask the head shrinker. You need to ask her what happens, because now all of a sudden there's all these stories too. And I guess it can kind of relate to the Susan Boyle thing, the making fun of kind of deal. That we're seeing this in, not all schools, but we're seeing this a bunch on playgrounds and outside of school, the bullying phenomenon. What do you do? And this woman wanted me to ask you, what do you do if your son starts to get bullied? What do you tell him? What's the best advice?
I don't want to give a general response because I think it has to do with that particular child.
Right.
But some of the things to consider would be to talk to your child and find out what feels like it would be the safest thing for him or her, what they need to feel safe, and then to set about trying to create that. One of the things would be to talk with the administration at school, with the teachers at school, so that it's not just a single child that, you know, that's being taken care of in the process. One of the things would be to try to help your child, to try to, are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I heard a beep.
Okay, you're good.
To try to help your child feel empowered in some way, and that doesn't mean that they would be aggressive and hurt the people. It means to feel empowered from the inside, and there are many different ways to do that. Trying to help your child speak the words that need to be spoken, trying to help your child be able to feel empowered inside and not take on the bullying, which is a lot to ask for a child. That's why I'm saying this is an individual thing. I'm just giving very general brush strokes about the things to start to explore.
Yeah, that's good, I think, though. It's good. The broad strokes are good. That will certainly help probably a lot of people that are listening to us. And, Judith, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, they can go to powerabusepowerheal.com, right, through the website?
Yes, Kate.
Yeah, let's hope that there's more Susan Boyles out there. I thought that was just terrific. I want to see how far she goes, but what a beautiful gift she has, huh?
She has a beautiful gift, and one of the things I think she really has to teach us is how we each need to learn to stand in our gift, the gifts that we have and the gift that we are, even when we're mocked, even when we're treated with contempt. That's a real growing thing for, I think, every person here on Earth, is how do you do that when you're being attacked that way?
Yeah, confidence and a slew of other things that you and I could probably get into. Judith, thanks so much. Judith Barr, of course, we gave you the website, psychotherapist, and all-around nice woman, hedge shrinker, we love to call her, new ATN. Hey, we'll talk to you again down the line.
Okay, Kate, thank you.
Thanks, have a good one. And staying up with us here on America Tonight, she makes some great points, and the Susan Boyle thing was it's just phenomenal, and wondering how far this woman will go. There's no question when you hear her voice, and when she sings that, if you play that for somebody, and you, I mean, let's be honest, all of us, and what are you thinking that the woman who produces this voice, what are you thinking in your mind that she looks like? Now, they have spruced her up a bit. She had really thick eyebrows, and they've done something different with her eyebrows, and they're dressing her a little bit differently, although this isn't anything different from anybody else that would compete, especially if you really have a chance at winning this thing. So that's not necessarily unusual. On the flip side, we're going to dive more into the swine flu with Dr. Edward Group. That's next here on America Tonight.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
I think the vice president immediately clarified what he meant to say, which is if you're sick, don't get on a flight, don't get in the subway. If your child is sick, don't send the child to school. If you're sick, don't go to work. Stay home. Our whole strategy is built around containing the spread of the virus. But on the other hand, people should otherwise just carry on with their normal everyday lives. And by and large, that's what Americans have been doing.
I have to agree with Madam Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. You heard that earlier. I thought it was worth letting you hear it again, where she was clarifying the Biden thing about travel. And also, obviously, if you're sick, you're sick, you stay home. If not, it's a different story. But everybody concerned about the swine flu, or now what's being called by the government H1N1, wondering if you're concerned about it. You know, we've done this before the past week and a half, and most of you are saying no because it really hasn't hit your area. I told you my story about getting really, really sick over the weekend, and there's confirmed cases within a mile of me. Turns out it was food poisoning. So keep this number handy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you want to chime in, obviously, on that. Joining us now on the show, Dr. Edward Group. He is the founder and CEO of Global Healing Center, also on the advisory board of HolisticOption.com. Check it out, HolisticOption.com. Hey, Doc, thanks for hanging with us here on ATM. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Hope we can help people out with this swine flu thing.
Yeah, let's start with what Napolitano said. What Biden talked about was the thing about flying. Ooh, confined spaces, and then that set off a firestorm at the tail end of last week. And, of course, a lot of people were rearranging flights and vacations to Mexico and all that sort of stuff, because we know that some of the school kids and others that travel to Cancun or Mexico City did catch the swine flu from what happened in Mexico. So that set that off. But now, supposedly in Mexico, what their health director is saying is things are stabilizing and getting better. Do we know that was ground zero, it seems?
You know, actually, things are seeming to get a little bit better. I mean, as of today, I think 506 confirmed human cases, and there was 19 deaths, and that was in Mexico. And still, we haven't had one U.S. citizen die in the United States. So I think that everything is, you know, heading in the right direction, at least. And I think that there's been a lot of panic and a lot of, you know, fear maybe induced that shouldn't have been induced. It doesn't seem to be that severe of, at least at this point, that severe of a virus that people would need to be, you know, extremely concerned about.
Yeah, earlier I talked about this because there was the confusion in Israel and some other places. They were slaughtering pigs, and now in Canada, they've got pigs that they're quarantined, like 200 plus, because somebody who worked with them came back and apparently infected them, or at least that's what they believe. But what is the deal with this virus? I mean, you know, what is the confusion with the animals and the humans?
Well, basically, this is the AH1N1, and it's a virus that basically causes seasonal flu outbreaks, and it contains the genetic material of the bird and the pig versions. So basically, it's a combination of the swine flu, which affected us in 1976, and a combination of the bird flu, which was prevalent for a short period of time around 2004, 2005. And I don't know if people remember this or not, but then President Bush announced that most likely 2 million people would die. And, of course, the whole world went into panic for the bird flu, and nothing seemed to transpire there except for the production of massive amounts of Tamiflu, which, interestingly enough, those Tamiflu are coming up on their expiration date. So there's actually some people out there saying that, you know, that also might have something to do with it. But an interesting thing to note, too, is that this doesn't look like some sort of a mutated virus. This looks like something that was actually engineered in some laboratory. So it looks to be like it was a man-made virus.
Oh, that's scary to think of that. That's what everybody's trying to trace that. And one of the things that we're told is that this vaccine, because, of course, that's what you're talking about, trying to trace it and all that sort of stuff, a vaccine you just can't produce overnight. The vaccine, what we're hearing is, would be ready by the fall. How tough is it to come up with that?
It's extremely tough to come up with a vaccine for an influenza because the genetic code changes each time the virus replicates. And that's why even over the past 15, 20 years, it's still pretty much a guessing game when you come to developing influenza vaccinations. So it would be extremely difficult. And even in 1976, when it came up with the swine flu vaccine, many people died and had neurologic disorders. So it's a very touchy situation with a vaccination, especially not being able to do the proper amount of testing for a long period of time. It could work both ways. It might be able to, but at the same time, it can also knock your immune system down. Vaccines can be contaminated, and it can be something that could actually cause neurological damage and death in some cases. I think they had over 25 deaths in 1976 when they hurried up and rushed out of vaccination. But I think the best way to prepare and to prevent against this, any type of flu, is just becoming more health conscious with yourself and your family and taking things to actually support your immune system.
Yeah, Doc, I bet you can't say this enough to people, right? How many times do we hear this our entire lives? You learn this when you're a kid. Wash your hands, wash your hands. And then we see these studies. Why can't people just learn to wash their hands, eh?
Exactly. And just to be healthy for that matter, too. Keep their body clean, keep their body healthy, exercise, you know, eat a good diet, especially now. And another thing is, you know, every time that there's a state of fear or an amount of stress, immediately your immune system is reduced by up to 50% because your body produces stress hormones and it goes into more of a fight or flight reaction. And that can also, make yourself susceptible to any type of infection. So it's really important. I know it's hard, but it's really important to try to stay stress-free, you know, try to keep that fear to a minimum. And like you said, and we don't really seem to have, you know, a problem. 3,000 people a day die from malaria, and here we've had just a tiny amount of deaths, yet we have, you know, a massive amount of fear right now in the United States and all over the world, for that matter.
Yeah, no kidding. What are some of the symptoms? I said that I had a horrible, because I never get sick, I'm so healthy, but I had a terrible food poisoning case, and I was going to go to either my normal doctors or I was going to go to one of the care centers because it was really, really bad, but it turned out it was food poisoning. But I had some of the symptoms, like, you know, I was nauseous, got really sick, a little bit of the chills, all that sort of stuff, but I didn't have the fever and the other things. What are, like, the prime characteristics, things that you would see that would mean, geez, maybe you ought to go to a hospital or healthcare center?
Well, see, that's, again, you know, a lot of the symptoms with this can be consistent with many other types of acute disorders, but really fever of more than 100 degrees is something to look for, coughing, runny nose or sore throat, joint aches, headaches is another thing that might differentiate this from just a standard acute illness, vomiting and diarrhea or diarrhea, just general fatigue, and then a lack of appetite. Those would be the main things I would look for.
Yeah, and it was smart, wasn't it, of the schools? I mean, once you know, and that's the key, that's why it's good that the kids immediately were taken to the doctors, like the kids from St. Francis, of course, in New York, and then there was a school in South Carolina, and then in Texas there's been some schools as well. And do you think it was smart to just indefinitely shut those schools down, scrub them, because it could be so contagious?
You know, I that's one of those points that I don't feel, you know, can be argued against. I personally feel that another approach should have been taken with more prevention and letting people know some of the things they can do to boost their immune system and not really giving people more facts about the previous bird flu, how that reacted, the previous swine flu. You know, I don't really think it was necessary to close the schools. But I'm not in a position to, you know, make that type of decision. I think that more time and effort should have been placed and should be placed right now on how people can prevent this and how people can strengthen their immune systems using natural methods and what people should do in a case where, you know, their community does get affected, if that does happen.
Okay, so that happens. We have just a couple minutes left. Give us a couple quick tips on how you can naturally do that.
Well, I think one of the best things people can do is get an air purification system for their homes, because if there is a case, in schools too, in government facilities and hospitals, these are all places that have poor air quality. I say the first thing is clean the air, and that way you have these systems that can reduce the amount of viral load in the air itself. And then eat good organic live foods, drink a lot of water, you know, avoid the things that are going to be bringing your immune system down, like alcohol, coffee, processed foods, et cetera. And then, like we talked about earlier, especially sugar. Sugar is one thing that really will break your immune system down pretty rapidly and increase your amount of omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, oleander extract, colloidal silver, some of those type of things are natural remedies that you can do, vitamin C, mega doses to just keep your immune system strong and not to panic in a case. If it does affect your community, you know, at that point in time, then you can make an informed decision for your family whether or not you want to keep them in or not.
Doc, you want to take away my coffee? Are you kidding? That's my one vice. Can't
well,
I just have a cup once in a while?
Coffee by maybe, you know, in half or something like that. But I mean, I really don't think there's the panic out there at this point in time that seems to be taking place. I mean, with the research I've done, it just doesn't add up that this is something that's going to, you know, kill off millions of people.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Group, you were great. Can we have you on again?
Absolutely. I'd love to be on.
All right. Excellent. Great information. We appreciate it. You have a good one. Go to holisticoption.com. Dr. Group, of course, as I mentioned, he's on the advisory board there. He offered some great solutions at the end. I mean, we all know it. We shouldn't be eating some of the things that we're eating. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to give out the blunder of the weekend. Wait till you hear it.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu. But unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the T. You can order online at getthet.com. That's getthet.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts. Get prepared. Get the tea.
Stretch, everybody, here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Each and every morning, here with you on ATN. Slip us an email, americatonight.net. All right, I mentioned that the blunder is up, and the blunder could turn into the dungeon. Matt, can we get the dungeon out by any chance?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, sounds like an episode of The Tudors that I watched earlier. All right, here's the deal. Who do we put in the dungeon? Well, this British-based Russian artist who drank liquid soap and scuffled with some flight attendants when she went berserk in an air attack, an air rage attack, and that's exactly what happened. The flight from Los Angeles with a stop in Bangor, unexpected stop, and then supposed to go to London. Apparently, Galina Rusnova, who is a well-known artist, businesswoman, etc., in England, and very respected, decided she was going to have a lot of drinks and mix it with prescription drugs, and then was going to drink some liquid soap. It turned out to be pure poison. She was kicking the seats in front of her. She was walking up and down saying things to people. And more importantly, she got into it with the flight attendants. slapping them and all this other kind of stuff has been what's reported. Bottom line is she's going to appear in court on Monday. So not a good thing when you go a little crazy on a flight. And because you could ground other people and screw up their flight plans. And here she was, somebody whose work was widely sold in England. Probably means she'll make more money, but she was taking sleeping pills, antidepressants, drank some red wine, doesn't remember pretty much what she did. The FBI agents picked her up and they told her what she did. She said she had a fear of flying, but it was air rage, baby, and air rage does not go over very well. Be interesting to see what they ultimately give her for this. Just ban her. No more flying for you. No more trips to meet boyfriends that you've never seen before through the internet from England to Los Angeles. It just didn't work out all the way around for her. It was a bad trip, to say the least. Time for a couple of quick news you can abuse segments. And this one is pretty interesting. You might have seen it. I think recently there was a big story that was done, I don't know, USA Today, one of those papers, one of those I call them popcorn papers, and one of the stories that caught my attention is I've never been a big snake fan, but I've actually been invited to this festival. You know, the festivals for anything. There is a rattlesnake festival in Oklahoma. It's called all these kind of things they do at the rattlesnake festival. They have races and all kinds of crazy things. And basically what you have is you have just hunters from all over the place that show up for this. They have a rattlesnake derby, so you've got diamondback rattlesnakes. They've done it for 44 straight years. And you've got, they say 1,500 pounds of snakes from area fields are brought in. And it's a real jolt to the economy because guess how many people go to this rattlesnake festival? 35,000. Yeah, 35,000. They insist that it's educational. Kids can come. They can learn about rattlesnakes, all that sort of stuff. Ugh, sounds creepy to me. Matt, would you go to the rattlesnake festival?
No.
Neither would I.
Scared of
snakes. I just think of rattlesnakes and their fangs biting you.
I am really scared of snakes, so I don't think I'd do
that. So am I.
I'd rather go out on the Sears Tower ledge.
Yeah, I might say the same thing for me. I'm not a big snake person. I've seen, you know, just recently I was at an aquarium with my nephew, and it's great to see the snakes behind the glass, but nah, I don't want to be picking them up and stuff. One time I was in the Bahamas, and they insisted I put the boa constrictor around my neck, and that was close enough for me. How about this? Voters in the heart of the Swiss Alps, this happened just a couple of weeks ago, passed some legislation that banned naked hiking after dozens of mostly German nudists started rambling through that region naked. Mm-hmm. So if you are caught doing that, just a word to the wise, you will be fined $176, equivalent to the Swiss franc, be $176. Naked hiking. Again, I don't know that that would be fun either. I could imagine getting chapped. How far are you hiking? Yeah. They call it the free body culture. Mm-hmm. I guess nudism in some of the more conservative areas of Switzerland is less common, and that's a more conservative area. There are other parts of Switzerland where there's plenty of nudity to be had. Okay. Today in history. It is Monday, May 4th. There are 241 days left in the year, if I'm right in my calculations. Here's a couple of things that happened on this day way back when. In 1904, the United States took over construction of the Panama Canal. In 1916, responding to a demand from President Wilson, Germany agreed to limit its submarine warfare, rather. They, of course, averted a diplomatic break with Washington. In 1932, mobster Al Capone, convicted of income tax evasion, yep, that's what they got him on, entered the federal pen in Atlanta. Capone was later transferred to Alcatraz Island, but he was a popular tenant. In 1946, a two-day riot at Alcatraz prison in San Francisco Bay ended. The violence claimed 5 lives in all when it was said and done. I've always wanted to go out to it to see it, but The few times I've been to Alcatraz, I've never had a chance to. A few times I've been out to San Francisco, rather, I've never had a chance to go and see it. 1961, a group of freedom riders left Washington, D.C. for New Orleans to challenge racially segregation on interstate buses and bus terminals. Imagine how radical that was in 61. In 1970, a lot of people remember this. Ohio National Guardsmen opened fire on some anti-war protesters at Kent State University, killed 4 students and wounded 9 others. This was big in 2001. Do you remember where you were when this happened? They still make jokes about it. Bonnie Lee Bakley, who was the wife of actor Robert Blake from Beretta fame, shot to death. She sat in her car in L.A. Blake, accused of the killing, was acquitted in a criminal trial but found liable by a civil jury and ordered to pay damages, much like the O.J. Simpson thing, if you remember. Acquitted in a criminal trial but found guilty liable in a civil jury. That's what they decided. 5 years ago, the Army disclosed the deaths of 10 prisoners and abuse of 10 more in Iraq and Afghanistan were under a criminal investigation as U.S. commanders in Baghdad, of course, announced the interrogation changes. Now we see that there's pictures that are going to come out from Iraq and Afghanistan in the next couple of weeks. The Defense Department not real thrilled about what ultimately I think the reaction will be to that. All right, we have birthdays. Oh, yeah. Ready for our birthdays? We got a couple of names I think that you'll recognize. Mm-hmm. Including actor Will Arnett, 39 years old. TV personality, fashion designer Kamora Lee Simmons. She married Russell Simmons, 34 years old. Singer Lance Bass from NSYNC, most recently on Dancing with the Stars, 30 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Richard Jenkins is 62 years old. Singer-songwriter Nick Ashford is 67 years old. Jazz musician Ron Carter is 72. The president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, is 81 years old. If you're into opera, you'll recognize this name. Singer Roberta Peters is 79 years old as well. Also celebrating a birthday, Green Day musician Mike Dirnt is 37 years old. Sharon Jones, 53, an R&B singer you might recognize. Irish musician Daryl Hunt from The Pogues is 59 years old. We're going to leave you with this thought. When your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt.